Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Jo, continuing her message titled, Three Keys to the Kingdom.
Speak the Word.
I want to share with you some scriptures about angelic beings. And I want to tell you how God sent His angels to protect you and to watch over you.
Yes.
In the Bible, the angels are referred to as messengers, or in the Greek or Hebrew, as host. And the definition for host is a well-trained army. It means one prepared for war.
Right.
And whether you realize it or not, most of you are already aware of this. We are in a war. We are in a battle for our life.
Amen.
But God says in His Word that He has equipped us with everything that we need.
Right.
And if we'll have faith in that Word and follow that Word, and call on Him, He will send His angels to help you.
Yes,
He will help
will.
You. He will send another person. If it's not an angel, He'll send another person.
Yes, He will.
To help you just in the nick of time.
Thank you, God. Yes, He
will. All we have to do is to trust that Word to be true.
Amen.
Psalms 34:19 says, the righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time.
Yes,
keep that in mind. Yes, we face troubles all the time.
That's right.
You know, we might get a phone call or something might happen. We don't ever know, because every time I've received a phone call with bad news, it come unexpected. But right in that second, what we need to do is do what it says in John chapter 1, that in the beginning, there was the Word.
Amen.
The Word was with God.
Mm-hmm.
And where's in God? You know, He is the Word.
Right.
So in the very beginning of that trial or that situation, go back and remember what God said. In the beginning, the
yes.
Word was, and the Word is.
Amen.
And God is His Word.
Yes.
So know enough scriptures. The devil hates for you to repeat the scriptures to
yes,
him. That's the only thing that frightens him is God's Word.
Amen.
Because God's Word, that's why God wants us to wield that Word. It says in Ephesians that the sword is the Word of God, and He wants you to wield it.
Amen.
And so you just spit that Word back at Him as much as you can, even if you have to use the same scripture over and over again.
Amen.
You know, just give it back to Him.
Right. Amen.
Praise God. I think that's good news. A lot of people think that everyone belongs to God. But that's not scriptural.
No.
You belong to God if you accepted His Son, Jesus. And I heard that pastor say also, when his son was brought back from heaven, and this lady in the church, her son had died, I think was in the military, and she wanted to know if he thought her son went to heaven too, like his son.
Yeah.
And so the pastor said, well, do you think that I love my son any more than you love your son? And she says, no. He said, well, do you think God loves my son any more than He does your son? Well, he was implying that he's there too, but he can't say that.
Right.
You know, because the only way that you're going to get into heaven is by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And repenting of your sins.
Amen.
He does love you.
Yes.
No question about that.
Thank you, God.
He does love us.
Yes.
But He can't take us with Him unless we accept His Son.
Amen.
And so when I watch something like this and I'm thinking, what are they thinking? You know, what doctrine is he coming from? But you know, a lot of people teach that.
That's right.
A lot of people do. You know, if you think about it, a lot of churches, you know, teach that, you know, you love the Lord or you come in and pay your tithes or what, you're going to heaven. But it doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't.
No, it does not work that way. I'm so thankful that he didn't give up on me. I'm so thankful for my mom and others that prayed for me, that didn't give up on me, that they, you know, they kept listening, you know, following the voice of the Holy Spirit and kept praying for me. Because that's what we need to do for our lost and loved ones. We need to keep them in prayer, and all the others too. So as I said before, if you have given your life to Jesus, then God has his angels encamped around about you, and there's no need to be fearful.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I believe in angels because, number one, the Word says so, and because I have been saved by them numerous times. I have actually experienced their presence, as I said before. And brothers and sisters, they are not. You know, so many people talk about angels, and they draw all these little things. And that was another thing that the little boy was saying, you know, when he said, he looked at some angels around Christ, he said, they don't look like that.
That's right.
And that picture of Jesus said, he don't look like that.
That's right.
And I don't believe it that he does either.
Amen.
But I do know this. They are not like these things that Victoria's Secret uses around Valentine's Day. No, they are mighty warriors. Angels jet around in the spiritual realm and on earth at lightning speed, and they're all around us all the time. And they can actually take on human form. According to Hebrews 13:2 in the New Living Bible, it says, don't forget to show hospitality to strangers. For some who have done this have actually entertained angels without knowing it. And like I said before, they're not like little fat babies with bow and arrows. They are warriors just waiting to hearken to God's voice. Remember in Psalms 103:20, it says, praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who carry out his plans, listening for each of his commands. Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve him and do his will. In verse 21, it says, bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, you ministers of his that do his pleasure.
Amen.
In verse 34, verse 6, New King James says, the man cried out, and we were talking about that earlier, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles, just like he did me that night. He heard my cry, and he will hear your cry, and you don't have to repeat the whole Bible to him. God help. Help me. That's about all you can get out is help me, you know. Have mercy. I don't even know if I could remember have mercy. That night in my car hit that water, I cried out to the Lord, and he heard me, and he sent his angels to help me. But as I said before, they're very well organized and under God's authority, and not your authority or my authority, but they're under God's authority. And as I said before, sometimes angels will take on human form. And I believe this happened to me one night when my sisters and I were going to Maryland for my granddaughter's baptism, and this has been quite some time because now she's the mother of two. I accidentally took the wrong exit there in Maryland, and I landed right down about 10 o'clock at night in a part of town that you wouldn't think would be too safe, and there were tons of people around. This was before we had GPS, so I didn't have a clue how to get back onto the interstate. But, you know, I'm going to tell you what I did, and I still do, and I have done, is I stopped and I prayed. I just pulled over to the side of the road, and I prayed, and I asked God to help me. I asked him to send someone to guide me, and shortly after I finished praying, I felt led to pull over to the curb and ask this man. There was a man standing there for directions. There was a lot of people walking around, but they was just, I don't know, my eyes were drawn to this man. And my sisters, they didn't want me to stop or put the window down. They thought I was crazy, you know, just to pull over, you know, and talk to this man. But I knew, you know how you know in your spirit things. I knew in my spirit that God had sent someone, and it was this man that God had sent, and that he was going to help me. And so I pulled over to the curb, and I rolled my window down. And he directed me on how to get back onto the main road, and he was very meticulous in giving me the directions. I've never had anybody be so meticulous about the directions, but he wanted to ensure that I followed his directions for my safety and stay on the right road. And he told me several times, he says, please go straight and do not turn or don't stop. He said, but take a right at this particular street, and it will take you back to where you want to be. The street I turned onto was dark, and it was scary, But I knew that I needed to keep driving. And sure enough, I was right back on the interstate like I had never gotten off. Praise God. And that's what God's Word wants us to do. He wants us to follow His Word to a T. And when we do that, we'll stay on the right road, folks. You know, we'll stay on the right road.
Speak the Word to your body. Speak the Word to your mind. Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be back in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that you have given us the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and you have promised that whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and what we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I thank you, Lord, that these keys you have given us signifies the power that comes with them and are symbols of the authority and the power they represent. And according to your word, you have given us permission to use them in your name, praise God. So these keys are our right to use them at any given moment to release your power so that your will be accomplished, praise God. I thank you, Lord, you have given us the power to bind and loose with the power and authority that goes with it. There is no need for us to be afraid of the enemy and his demons. And we do not have to fight them alone, for you have commanded your angels to help us. As believers, we have been empowered by the Lord Jesus Christ to overcome the devil and the world, and we have been blessed with the God-given right to receive and use God's power that flows from the indwelling Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and in Jesus' name, we just give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word.